Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 180. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
Realistic goals are the most common way to mediocrity. So we're following on with our goal theme this week. It's a great opportunity to go over your goals. Monday podcast was about goals. Today is about goals. The Friday Blitz will be about goals. Different, all different aspects and different things for you to think about to help you on your path to your own goal setting or to review the goals that you have in place to hopefully inject some steroids into your goals and to get maximum results. There's no point in saying with minimum effort because we're probably going to maximize effort as well, truth be told. So realistic goals are the most common way to mediocrity. Why should you fear mediocrity? Well, you don't have to fear mediocrity if you don't, but it's going to 100% hinder your success and the level that you can get to. There's nothing wrong with mediocrity if that's where your mindset is at. But more than likely, you listening to the Success Sensei, you're satisfied with your lot, but you're happy to be striving for more. So mediocrity is something that isn't for everybody. Who wants to be normal? You need to fear normalcy. You need to fear mediocrity. You need to fear being safe and secure. You need to fear easy if you're going to achieve more than you currently have. And if you want to achieve a lot more than you currently have. Now, when I say more, we're not just talking about money, remember. It could be more life experiences. It could be more possessions. It could be more skills. It could be more in absolutely every area. If you want to experience as much of life as you possibly can, then you need to fear mediocrity. Now, our family, from when we were very small, they try to manage our failures. So they try to instill in us realism and be realistic and set realistic goals. And all that means is underachieve. Don't stick your neck out to be for your head to be chopped off. Don't take risks. They don't want to see you fail. Some people in your life might want you to have realistic goals because they don't want it to reflect negatively on their lack of drive. Sometimes, literally, people will give you that kind of advice and bad advice because they think that they're helping you. They think that keeping you safe by telling you to be realistic and to really, I suppose, narrow down and just have smaller goals. So you'll hear it your whole life. You will say it to yourself as well, be realistic, be realistic. As children, we're not realistic. You ask a child what they want to do and, you know, they want to be an astronaut or they want to do something larger. There's no limitations on their imagination. And then as soon as we become adults, there is. So we need to not be so realistic. You need to throw, especially when it's an exercise. It's an exercise on paper to do your goals. You don't have to be realistic. Now, you don't have to go so far the opposite direction that your subconscious is not going to believe what you've written is even possible. I mean, that might be silly as well, but absolutely stretch yourself to the point where your goals are making you nervous and making you excited, as we touched on last Monday. So fear normalcy, fear mediocrity, fear being safe and secure, fear an easy life. Don't fear success. Don't fear hard work. Don't fear achievement. Now, what is success? Remember, you are the one that defines success. You are the one that defines mediocrity as well, and whatever that means to you. It's not about what other people see in their eyes. You could be highly successful and other people just see you as normal. In fact, as a strategy goes, I think that's a very good strategy because then you get less of the flack and you get all of the rewards. So if you're able to do that one, let me know how you pull that one off. If you're able to be secretly successful and outwardly, people don't even realize the level of your success. So they think that you have a life of mediocrity. If you're able to do that one, that sounds great to me, because you've none of the negative you've none of the negative consequences, that's the word, of appearing to be successful or appearing to be wealthy or appearing to be doing too well. And because regret, by the way, turns into jealousy and resentment. Sure, of course it does. So if you don't fire on with your goals, if you don't aim higher, if you keep your goals realistic, ultimately, you could run the risk of becoming regretful, especially in later life, especially on your deathbed. I'm always talking about on your deathbed, imagining what it would be. And it's not as a morbid exercise. It's a way of deconstructing and figuring out what way, reverse engineering our life, to figuring out what way we want to live our lives. So it's by looking back, starting from the end and looking back. You don't want to be there with lots of regret, because if you're regretting, you know, striving forward, if you've set realistic goals, safe goals, easy goals, normal goals, secure goals, when you look at other people who haven't done so and have been richly rewarded for their efforts and for the risks that they've taken, it's very easy to go, oh, it's well for them, or oh, they had it better, or they started better, or it was easy for them, or I had no time. In other words, all the words, statements and phrases of people who are jealous and resentful. So you don't need that happening to you. Instead, I want you to be able to turn around in years to come when you're talking to, you know, family members, when you're talking to your nephew, or you're talking to small kids, or they don't have to be related, or and somebody takes a genuine interest and asks you a story about your life, and you actually take a second to reflect, that you say to yourself, how the hell did I actually do that? That's the type of story that you want to have in your mind. That's how you want to feel about it. Not, I should have, I would have, I could have, if only I was braver, if only I had, you know, had the proper mindset, I could have done more, I should have done more, I would have done more, I wish I had done more, if I'd aimed higher, I settled for less than I could have achieved. No, you want to have the opposite. You want to look back and almost in disbelief at your life when you've stopped that fast pace that you're traveling at, and you've taken the couple of seconds to actually look back and go, holy jeepers, how did I manage to do all that? What an exciting life, where you've lived the lives of several people all wrapped up in the one lifeline. So have a think about that. I hope, again, as always, I've given you a bit of motivation for the week, a bit of motivation for your goals. Relook at all your goals. And hopefully I've just given you something to think about and triggered your own thoughts. So let me know. Hit me up anytime at thesuccesssensei.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.